The idea that sitting in front of a screen playing video games makes someone an athlete is laughable to many. But for these guys, it's no joke. Competitive video gaming is increasingly being accepted as a sport. Kaylan is a three-time South African champion of football game FIFA. He's one of many top players taking part in the Champions Cup in Doha, one of the biggest FIFA events to happen in the region.
I always go to the fact that if it was so easy, everyone would be doing it. It's mentally taxing, it's physically taxing. I think a lot of people don't see that. You always have to be on top of your game. You always have to be performing. It's the same as an athlete, pretty much.
FIFA is one of many popular esports titles and is set to be a medal event at the next Asian Games, where gaming will make its full debut. Ahmed Al-Mekaseeb is set to represent Qatar and hopes esports will be at the Olympics one day. The IOC has taken a keen interest in esports in recent years and has already staged virtual competitions.
Having a chance to win an Olympic medal in esports for your country, it will be such a privilege for me. You know, I'm really waiting for that moment. Hopefully it kicks off with the Asian Games.
Hello and welcome!
There is, however, skepticism within the esports community about the IOC's intentions. The industry is already estimated to be worth more than $1 billion. It has established teams, broadcast deals and major tournaments that often fill large arenas and attract millions of viewers online.
We're pulling the crowds. The Olympics is starting to lose its shine a little bit. So I think the Olympics needs esports more than esports needs the Olympics.
The debate will go on as to whether gamers are really athletes and whether they really belong at global sporting events. What is for sure is that the global popularity of esports shows no signs of slowing down. Suhail Malik, Al Jazeera, Doha.